Yorkton. The Yorkton Terriers played the last two games of their season against the Humboldt Broncos on March 10 and 11, losing 4-7 and 5-7 in back-to-back matches. The Terriers hosted the Broncos for their Friday night match and visited Humboldt on Saturday. Karsten Kruschka opened up scoring for the Terriers in the Friday night match, putting the team on the board at 5:59 of the first period during a power play effort. The goal was answered by Bronco Ben Kotelak at 9:37, but less than a minute later, at 10:13, Terrier J.D. Hall put the team back in the lead. It was short-lived, as Bronco Maddox Amaral tied the game at 12:30 and teammate Quinn Miles put the Broncos in the lead at 18:09. Terrier Colton Corrin kicked off the second period with a shorthanded goal at 3:58. Ethan Zielk responded with a shorthanded goal for the Broncos at 11:36 and the team followed up with several more unanswered goals, again from Miles at 12:02 and another from Kotelak at 15:00. It was at this point that Terrier goalie Tyson Smith was replaced with Caleb Allen. Amaral closed out the third period for the Broncos with his second goal of the night at 19:40. The lone goal of the third period came from Terrier J.D. Hall late in the period at 16:36. Tyson Smith was netminder for the Terriers for the first 35 minutes of play, blocking 20 of the 26 shots faced. Caleb Allen was in net for the remaining 25 minutes of the match, facing 25 shots and blocking 24. Benjamin Motu was in net for the win, saving 24 shots. It was again Terrier Karsten Kruschka who opened up the scoring for the Terriers in Saturday night's match, putting the team on the board at 4:06 of the first period. Midway through the period, at 10:51, Bronco Tegan Semchison made use of a power play effort. The goal was followed up by Bronco Samuel Marburg hitting the target at 11:34 and another successful power play effort by the Broncos at 15:45, coming off the stick of Jace Benvey. Bronco Timothy Kim added to the lead at 17:08 and Terrier Greg Nelson managed one for the struggling team at 18:18. The Terriers opened up scoring in the second period at 7:46 with a goal coming from Tyson Perkins assisted by Dylan Ruptash and Brett Butts. The Broncos' Matthew Van Blaricom reclaimed the team's two-goal lead at 10:06 during another power play effort and Bronco Ben Kotelak hit the target at 19:00 to close out the period. Despite several power play efforts from the Broncos in the first half of the third period, Terrier Dylan Ruptash was the first to score in the third, hitting the target at 13:47. Kotelak reinforced the Broncos' lead at 14:13 during another successful power play effort and the Terriers' Connor Selesky scored the team's final goal of the season at 14:24. Caleb Allen was in net for the Terriers and faced 51 shots, saving 44. Jared Picklick was in net for the win, facing 47 shots and saving 42.